3 at the London Jazz Festival, beginning this Friday at 7:30 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
BBC Radio 3, it's 4 o'clock and it's time now for Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Yes, and we're starting off with an urban love song from Shkodra in North Albania. The title translates as Pigtails Tied Up. The vocalist here is Megi Toma, although I'm told that in Shkodra, everyone sings. Fiddle, clarinet, guitar, accordion, saz and frame drum of Albania's Orchestra Shkodra. Megi Toma singing, she's one of several characterful voices featured on this new album, Like Nightingales in the Spring, produced and recorded by the splendid team of Lucy Duran, Edith Pula and Martin Appleby, who are determined to bring some of that enormously rich repertoire of popular urban and wedding songs to ears outside Albania. Welcome to Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell, and today's music choices include sounds from Jamaica, Sweden, Turkey, the Bahamas, Mali. We're taking a virtual road trip to the US-Mexico border. And right now, we're heading to Brazil for a track that was recorded 45 years ago and has only just come out. It's from Joyce Moreno, who, while she was working in New York in 1977, recorded a whole album in Columbia Studios, and then it just never came out. I know there was some pressure on her to re-record it with English lyrics, but she'd gone back to Brazil by that time, was busy being a mum and just got on with other things. Only two songs from that New York album ever came out until now. And these new tracks have come from an unmixed tape copy that Joyce Moreno had kept all these years. And although the record label, Far Out Recordings, is at pains to tell us that the sound quality won't be quite what we might be used to, I have to say, I don't care. It's an absolute treat to hear this.
Un, dos, tres, y...
Bye.
yaşarsın. Gece camdan dolana içime çektiğim havasın. Hiçbir şeyin olmadığı yerde her şeyin gizli varlığısın. Yaklaşan fırtına
the new single there from Istanbul-based artist Gayesu Okyol's fourth album, Anatolian Dragon, which comes out on the 25th of November on Glitterbeat. Lots still to come here on Music Planet. In about 15 minutes, we'll be heading off on a virtual road trip to the US-Mexico border. I've also got some cracking tracks from Joseph Spence and Horace Andy, as well as more new releases, including this from Penrith's own Ian Carr, who's been based in Sweden for about 20 years now and is firmly rooted in the traditional folk music scene there. He's a master of quirky and rhythmic guitar accompaniments, but this new solo album is all about the melodies, specifically the wild and beautiful tunes of the Dalarna region where Ian Carr lives. And it's where he's been recently spending a lot of time in self-imposed solitary confinement in his shed, playing these tunes.
Thank you.
interpretations of the same polska there. First, a solo guitar version from the new album. Ian Carr covers traditional melodies of Dalarna, Sweden. And then I thought we'd just have a listen to the two fiddles of Fredrik Lind and Anders Björnulf from Dalarna playing that same tune as well. Going back to my old friend Ian Carr, though, apparently when he was recording, he started to fantasise that he was Joseph Spence, the Bahamian guitarist, and started wondering how he would play those tunes. So I'll gladly meander off down that avenue of opportunity and play you a Joseph Spence track. It's definitely not a Swedish fiddle tune, though. This is Crow. Unmistakable sound of legendary Bahamian guitarist Joseph Spence with Crow from his 1964 album Happy All the Time. Now, here are a couple of live dates. I know there's not much time for planning, but I've just spotted two gigs with a West African flavour happening in the UK tonight. If you're anywhere near Newcastle, you could pop down to the Clooney to see young Cardiff-based Ghanaian balafon player Nfamadi Kouyaté. And in North London, you can catch Malian blues guitarist Vieux Fakature at Islington Assembly Hall. Now, he already released one album earlier this year, but this has also just come out. Vieux Fakature's collaboration with US band Krungbin. The album's called Ali and is, of course, a tribute to his father, Ali Fakature.
Thank you. tefelekoye. Bente felekona. Bente felekona. Bente felekona.
Batty, 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 batty
from Guinea-Conakry relocated to Cardiff. That's Balafon player Nfamadi Kouyaté. He's playing tonight at the Clooney in Newcastle upon Tyne. He's also at the Live Room in Shipley tomorrow, Sunday. And then various other UK dates, Chichester, Guildford, Liverpool, Brighton and more. And, oh, there's one in his hometown of Cardiff on the 20th of November at the A Cappella Studio. And now it's time for this week's road trip, and we're heading off to the US-Mexico border. So much great music coming out of that area. Our regular correspondent Beto Arcos is taking us to one particular event.
Greetings from the US-Mexico border, where the city of Tijuana in Baja California meets San Diego, California. Since 2008, dancers, singers, and musicians playing Son Jarocho, a style of music from Veracruz, Mexico, have been getting together in a Fandango Fronterizo, a celebration of music and dance at the border. The event takes place at the Parque de la Amistad, or Friendship Park, next to the beach, facing the Pacific Ocean. This year, the Fandango Fronterizo was held on Saturday, September 10, from sunset in the early evening on Saturday until sunrise on Sunday morning, more than 70 musicians and dancers, surrounded by more than 150 people, played, sang, and danced Son Jarocho on the Mexican side in front of the infamous border wall. Here's a taste of the fandango around midnight. That's music and dance from the Fandango Fronterizo held at the border of Mexico and the U.S. in Tijuana. Jorge Castillo is the founder of the Fandango Fronterizo. Castillo says this year the event is very different.
This year's Fandango is the first time where we cannot meet with our brothers and sisters on the other side of the wall, because the Border Patrol and the American government, they had decided to close the American side of the park. And we don't know when that's going to be resolved, so we just decided to have it only on the Mexican side. But we'll be right next to the wall as well, so hopefully we'll send a message to them that no matter what they do, we're not going to go away.
Over the years, many of the groups that have participated in the Fandango Fronterizo have also written songs inspired by the experience of immigrants who go north in search of a better life. Here's the group Cambalache, based in Los Angeles, with the Son Jarocho called La Iguana, with new lyrics addressing the immigrant journey to the USA.
Mía, ¿a dónde vas? Me voy del campo para la ciudad. Será mentira, será verdad, que allá la gente no se habla más. Lo que sí es cierto ya lo verás.
Sevilla. That's Los Angeles-based group Cambalache with a tune called La Iguana. Every year, the organizers of the Fandango Fronterizo invite Son Jarocho musicians from different parts of Mexico. Alec Dempster is a multidisciplinary artist, writer, and Son Jarocho musician, born in Mexico City, of French and British parents. In the past, Alec designed a few posters to help promote the Fandango Fronterizo. This is the first time Alec participates in the annual event. In addition to playing, singing, and dancing at the Fandango, he was asked to do something special.
I think the main contribution this year that I'm so excited about was to have conducted a printmaking workshop in which we created a collective wall of prints, a mini wall that synthesizes the thoughts of people here that live at the border about the wall, about being at the border. So it's a little wall of art in which we have dreams, we have criticism through the artistic vision of children from the age of 10 to adults who came to participate in the two-day workshop, and we're going to be showing that at the Fandango.
Now let's listen to Café con Pan, the group Alec Dempster co-founded in Mexico years ago. Here's a song jarocho he wrote called Verso Fronterizo, or Border Verses.
Mi son es magia y copal en la ribera del agua, en los pliegues de mi enagua y agua de manantial. Mi espíritu de nahual que sabe del paraíso, mi pico canto castizo es como el ave.
That's Alec Dempster's group Café con Pan with a tune called Verso Fronterizo. Here's more of the Fandango Fronterizo around 3 in the morning when the musicians play a slower style of son jarocho called Sones de Madrugada, or Sones from the Dawn. The annual Fandango Fronterizo has inspired other gatherings like it around the world. This year, there were 12 simultaneous Fandangos organized in the following cities in Mexico: Oaxaca, Villa Azueta, Guadalupe, and Puebla. And there were Fandangos held in Zurich, Madrid, Barcelona, Marseille, New York, Montreal, and Santiago, Chile, in South America. There was also a small but very meaningful Fandango in the village of Las Patronas in southern Veracruz, where hundreds of migrants pass on board a cargo train called La Bestia, the Beast. In this village, a group of women cook simple, nutritious meals and fill bottles of water, which are then thrown to the migrants as the train passes through Las Patronas. Inspired by the story of this small town, Son Jarocho master musician Patricio Hidalgo wrote a song called Las Patronas. Let's listen.
Dejé mi casita, mi tierra y mi arado. Dejé mi casita, mi tierra y mi arado. Hoy traigo en la bestia mi sueño dorado. Hoy traigo en la bestia mi sueño dorado. Allá por la vía vienen más de 100, allá por la vía vienen más de 100, y vienen rezando arriba de un tren, y vienen rezando arriba de un tren.
That's Patricio Hidalgo with his song called Las Patronas. This song is included in the double album by Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra called Fandango at the Wall. In 2016, pianist and composer Arturo O'Farrell read an article about the Fandango Fronterizo in the New York Times. 2 years later, inspired by the story, he took his New York-based Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra to the location of the Fandango Fronterizo on the Mexican side. They joined the Son Jarocho musicians and recorded an album called Fandango at the Wall. The album features artists from different styles of music, including son jarocho, pop, hip-hop, jazz, Arab and Iranian-American musicians. O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra, along with a few Son Jarocho musicians, have been performing music from Fandango at the Wall across the USA for the past couple of years. Here's a song from their brand new album called Fandango at the Wall in New York. The tune was composed by Son Jarocho musician Patricio Hidalgo and arranged by pianist Arturo O'Farrell. It's called Conga Patria.
¿Quién dijo que habías perdido tu dignidad y tu historia? ¿Quién dijo que tu memoria tan solo es polvo y olvido? Mira que el sol ha traído rayos de luz a tu huerta. Tú no eres patria muerta. Tienes corazón y vida. Y si te encuentras dormida, despierta, patria, despierta. Despierta, patria, despierta. Despierta, patria, despierta. Despierta, patria, despierta. Despierta, patria, despierta.
That's music from the new album by Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra, featuring the Conga Patria Son Jarocho Collective. Now, let's listen to the last part of the Fandango Fronterizo, when musicians are catching a second wind, re-energized as the sun comes up.
Maria, Maria!
Recently, I got a chance to see a play called Fandango for Butterflies and Coyotes at the La Jolla Playhouse in San Diego, not far from the U.S.-Mexico border. The story, anchored on live Son Jarocho music, performed by the cast, is inspired by the treacherous journey immigrants have to go through, their trek across the U.S.-Mexico border, and the difficulties they have to endure upon arrival at their destination. The original music of this play was composed by Sinue Padilla, a musician from Mexico City based in New York. Sinue also leads a group called Jarana Beat. Here's the tune from the play Fandango for Butterflies and Coyotes. It's called Echa Palante, which means go forward, don't be let down.
Cuando la mata toca y aquel concreto tan duro y seco.
Cuando la mata toca aquel concreto tan duro y seco.
Y crece por ahí adentro.
Viaja por donde puedes y crece, crece por ahí adentro.
Y unos añitos luego rompe el concreto y oxida el hierro.
Y unos añitos luego rompe el concreto y oxida el hierro.
Y echa pa'lante pues, echa pa'lante pues.
Echa pa'lante.
That's the New York-based group Jarana Beat with a tune called Echa Palante, which is part of the play Fandango for Butterflies and Coyotes. I would like to thank Alec Dempster for his help with this road trip. Gracias, Alec, por tu gran ayuda. Now, I'd like to close with the Grammy-winning Quetzal, a group from Los Angeles whose members have participated in the Fandango Fronterizo a few times. From their latest album called Puentes Sonoros, here's a Son Jarocho that pays tribute to the annual gathering of musicians on both sides of the border. The tune is called Fandango Fronterizo. I'm Beto Arcos. I'll see you on the next road trip. Hasta pronto.
Entre playa, pueblo y muro se ha formado un andamiaje. Derrito con un mensaje del pasado hacia el futuro. Con mi jarana conjuro en la tarima un hechizo. Reunidos a ras de piso, con gusto puedo decir el tejido a revivir en el Fandango Fronterizo.
Quetzal with Fandango Fronterizo, finishing today's road trip to the U.S.-Mexican border. It's kind of strange and disconcerting when you live in Northumberland, as I do, where the wall always refers to Hadrian's Wall, built nearly 2,000 years ago, to be brought up against that reality of other border walls affecting people's lives right now. Beto Arcos reporting there from the Fandango Fronterizo Festival in Tijuana. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell, and it's time for this week's classic artist. Jamaican roots reggae songwriter and singer Horace Andy, who was born Horace Hines in Kingston, Jamaica in 1951. He got his big breakthrough after auditioning at Cox & Dodds Studio One, and the song he'd auditioned with, Gotta Be Sure, became his first of several releases with them. One of his best-known songs, Skylarking, first appeared on Dodd's Jamaica Today compilation album, but after proving a sound system success, it was released as a single and went on to top the Jamaican chart. He was a regular presence in the reggae charts over the next few years, working with other producers as well, including Bunny Lee in the mid-1970s, and this was probably his heyday. In 1990, his profile got a real boost when he started collaborating with Bristol trip-hop pioneers Massive Attack. And as far as I know, he's the only person to have contributed to all of their albums. Horace Andy is still making music. His latest release was earlier this year, Midnight Rocker, produced by Adrian Sherwood, who's also just released his own tribute or companion album to that one. I'll play you a bit of that later. But first, this week's classic artist, Horace Andy. And what else could I choose? Here's Skylarking.
You all are doing, you will end. that I steer them right. From foolishness, never leave their side. Day by day, night by night, steer them clear, Jaja be their guide. Oh, oh, oh. Not to fuss nor fight. When to walk, when to run, or when to hide. Away from the gun, away from the
Away with the Gun and Knife from Midnight Scorchers, Adrian Sherwood's new sound system take on Horace Andy's Midnight Rocker album. And Horace Andy, being this week's classic artist, it was only right and proper to furnish you with an opportunity to hear his classic Skylarking before that. If you've just joined us here on Music Planet, remember that you can hear the programme again at any time throughout the next month over on BBC Sounds. I'm Catherine Tickell. I hope you've enjoyed today's listening choices. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of French quartet Rosine Stara, accordion, cello, percussion and four voices. This is Sina Kor.
Cherry, get a halude. Comme un grand monde si la joie surtout se pleure, de naître à l'horizon de la planète bleue. C'est que le bleu c'est l'eau et que l'eau est un breuvage que l'on sait précieux.
Sonore à l'envi, l'air est bleu d'une éternité.
Celle des rites et des cris, celle des vides et des pleins, et l'isolement des villes n'est plus qu'un songe si loin. Tous sont là dans l'air plein des grands débuts, là où l'aube se teint, le nouveau-né se tient face à la nouvelle ère.
L'équilibre se pose, l'enfant en
This week's Music Planet was produced by Martin Webb and the presenter was Catherine Tickell. And tune in at the same time next week when Lapa Qatari will have more highlights from this year's WOMAD Festival. But now here on BBC Radio 3 at 5 o'clock, it's time for J to Z and a second chance to hear a programme first broadcast back in the spring.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jamokhair Fashler, and on the show today, I'm joined by one of the UK's most inspiring pianists, the fabulous Zoe Rahman and her trio, playing live in the J to Z studio. Here they are opening the show with Sweet Jasmine.